The first Mishnah in the sixth Perek continues to say, Reb Meir Aimer, Kala Isig B'Tayr L'Shma, anybody who learns Torah for its own sake, Zeichel Dvarim Harbe, merits many things, as we explained in the previous Dvar Musar. Not only that, but the whole world was worthwhile to be created for him alone. Nikra Oreya, he's called a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahuv, he's beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyhev es HaMakim, he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyhev es HaBriyas, and he loves all people. Now, when we say he's loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves everybody. But Ahuv is a friend. A beloved one is a certain special level where you have a close friend that you love. You share things with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares secrets with him. He shares the Torah with him. He listens to him. Mesameach hasamakim, he brings joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesameach hasabrius, he brings joy to people. Melbashtai, and it clothes the person, anava, with humility. Ve'yira, and fear of Hashem. U'machshartai, and it prepares him, liyot tzadik, to be a righteous person. Chasid, a pious person. Yashar, an honest person. Neman, a trustworthy person. U'marchaktai menachet, it distances him from Averis or Makravtai Lides Chus, and it brings him close to mitzvahs. And we're not even done. The Mishnah goes on. Well, let's just stop here. This sounds like quite a package deal. The Mishnah isn't even finished with all the wonderful attributes that come as a result of learning Torah Lishma. And if we think about all these levels, it seems that very few people in a generation truly attain such madregas and become a tzaddikim of this stature and level. Maybe the Gadol Hadar, the greatest tzaddikim and Talmid Chachamim, become this great. Does that mean that everyone else isn't learning Torah Lishma? And we've explained in the previous Dvar Musar that learning Torah Lishma is not a unattainable level to connect to. It's something we can all do. It's something we can all have a connection to. We have to learn Torah for the sake of knowing Torah, for the sake of knowing the mitzvahs, how to do them, what the halachas are, how to become a tzaddik, how to become pious, how to be honest in business. That's all Lishma. So if we're all learning Torah Lishma on some level, why aren't there more of us that become great tzaddikim, humble, Yerei Shemayim, a beloved one of Hashem, beloved by all people and loves all people? These are beautiful, wonderful characteristics that we wish we all had. I think the simple explanation is that learning Torah Lishma indeed teaches a person all these qualities. And more than that, learning Torah Lishma gives a person a head start on these characteristics. Besides getting inspired by the Torah and all the beautiful midas described, that Avram, Chesed, and Yitzchak, and Tefillah, and Avodas Hashem, and Yaakov Avinu, in Torah and honesty and everything, that's all the midas that are demonstrated by the Avos and the tzaddikim that follow the Avos. The Torah also spiritually elevates a person. It opens our soul up, breaks the hold that the body, the guf, the physical world has over us, and that allows us to achieve these midas taivas, these beautiful character traits. However, it doesn't come from nothing. Work is still required. If we are to attain the quality of anava, of humility, that takes focus, self-inspection. It requires honesty to a fault and constant striving. It requires learning Musar, understanding our self-worth, the greatness of Hashem, how the great responsibility we have to achieve our potential. It requires us to be honest with ourselves, how much we actually are doing, how much of our potential we're achieving. But without learning Torah Lishma, we would be blind to the whole concept. We would think that we're fine the way we are. We wouldn't find that place in our soul that demands us to change and lose a little of our haughtiness and allow Hashem in our hearts to humble us. And more than that, Torah Lishma opens up new vistas, new understanding of what anava is. What it means to be a humble person. The giants of Torah achieved humility, which is not really fathomable to us. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was famed for his tremendous humility. He writes a letter to his son, Rav Shlomo Eiger, that he visited the city of Warsaw, and people had slept in the streets just to save a good spot to be able to view him as he's driving through in his carriage. And he writes, Mishnah lo zaza mimekayma. The Mishnah didn't budge from its place. The Mishnah says, Ma'oid, ma'oid, hevi shafal ruach. Be a very, very humble person. He said, didn't move, didn't change, didn't affect me. It's told, he was once in a shul with Rav Yaakov of Lisa, his colleague, the Nesivus HaMishpat, and they gave him shlishi, they gave Rav Kveger shlishi, and he simply fainted. It was to him the utmost disgrace of Torah that they gave him shlishi instead of the Nesivus. And he couldn't be calmed down until the Nesivus told him, you know why they gave it to you? It's because your city of Posen is a larger city than my city of Lisa. So then he was calmed, and he went to the Aliyah. And we can't even imagine this kind of humility, but this is only possible because Torah Lishma can open up a whole new understanding of what humility is that we wouldn't possibly achieve on our own.